This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, it is start of a fresh new week and there are a whole host of cues really to watch out for. Of course, last week was rather strong for the Indian markets in the sense that we were seeing record high levels. The Sensex and the Nifty were up around 0.8%. What underperformed last week was Bank Nifty, which was down about 1.6%. But the week definitely belonged to the mid-cap space. In fact, the mid-caps have been rallying for the last 9 consecutive days. And last week itself, we saw a rally of around 4%. So the good news is that the broader markets are finally participating and the rally is broadening out. Who's participating is also the institutions, because remember, for the FIIs, we saw a net institutional buy of around 264 crore rupees in the cash equity markets on Friday, while the DIIs are the ones who supplied them because they sold around 500 crores in the cash equity markets. But if you look at this week and today, the most important cue is of course going to be earnings, because almost 25 to 30% of the Nifty weight will be reacting to its numbers. Now, post the close on Friday, we got numbers from Reliance, TCS, HDFC Bank, as well as HCL Tech, and there are a whole host of numbers lined up for this week, right from Kotak Mahindra Bank, Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, to a lot of industrial names like Ultratech, Larsen & Toubro, JSW Steel, Z Entertainment, etc. The other important cue to watch out for this week is of course the important commentary coming in from Davos, but separately for the Indian markets, all eyes will continue to be on the telecom space, because January 23rd, which is Thursday, is the date of the payment due from the telecom companies to the Indian government. So we'll keep tracking that particular story. But separately, if you talk about today, well, the global cues are largely positive. Remember, the US markets have had a stellar week in terms of what happened last week. We saw the index rallying by around 2% across board. Also today, of course, the US markets will be shut on account of Martin Luther King Day. But nonetheless, the global cues are positive. Europe ended strong, up around 0.5% to 1%. Asia this morning, as a result, is reacting very positively. SGX Nifty is suggesting an uptick of around 20 to 30 points to start off trade. But for today, of course, the most important thing will be the stock-specific action, because there are a whole host of earnings and stock-specific news. In fact, talking about stocks, as I mentioned, Reliance was the big boy that reported numbers. Overall, you'll have to call it a steady quarter, because while the pet care business was weak, it was retail that really supported the earnings. RealJio also was a tad bit mixed because the subscriber addition was on the lower end. But overall, we have seen a couple of target price upgrades coming in from brokerages, so the expectation is that the numbers would be taken well. However, that could not be the case for HDFC Bank, because while the profit and the P&L look steady with a strong 33% profit growth, there are issues with respect to asset quality, as well as retail loan growth has weakened quite a bit, so that might just worry the street a bit. For TCS also, there are worries because the revenue growth wasn't that great at all. In fact, the constant currency revenue growth came in at just 0.3% versus our expectation of 1%, though the margins were better than what we expected. But my guess is that today the revenue will overshadow the margin in trade. For HCL Tech, it was a good performance, beat coming in terms of top line as well as margins, and the company has raised the lower end of the FY20 revenue guidance. Not the same for JSPL, wherein we saw a revenue decline of around 3%. The margins, however, came better than expected. Net-net, the company reported a net loss of around 220 crores. L&T Tech, it was a miss for the company. L&T Financial as well, the disbursements have declined and the loan growth has come in at a low level. Chennai Petro, however, was a strong set because the profit reported was 6.3 crores versus loss of over 213 crores. And it's after a couple of quarters that the company has able to turn around in the black when it comes to bottom line. So I'm sure that the street will be excited about that. What the street will not be excited about would be Lupin, because there actually US FDA has issued 5 observations for their API unit at Vizag. So that might weigh on the sentiment. And for NMDC, the news is that they've raised the prices of their products. So that might be good news for that. So a whole host of stocks really to track. Today promises to be very, very earnings and stock specific. Though the overall mood continues to be on the upside, some of these result reactions might not be on the positive side, and that might weigh on the sentiment. We'll see how the day progresses, but this is Anisha Jain signing off in terms of the CNBC TV18 podcast in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a very, very profitable trading day.